Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An upset Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned the U.S. ambassador to talk about the U.S. abstention in a U.N. Security Council resolution opposing Jewish settlements. After the U.N. vote, Mr. Netanyahu spoke to reporters.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away. And as I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
Friday's resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. It says settlements there have no legal validity. Russian officials declaring today a national day of mourning and said they are investigating every possible cause, including a terror attack for the crash of a Russian military jet that apparently killed all 92 people on board. That could include the internationally acclaimed Alexandrov Ensemble, the official choir of the Russian Armed Services. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it crashed into the Black Sea early on Sunday. Dozens of civilians have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Sunday, Hutu civilians were killed by suspected Nande militiamen, apparent a revenge attack. Hundreds of civilians have been killed in raids on villages since October of 2014, the government blaming the attacks on the Allied Democratic Forces. This is VOA News. A powerful typhoon has made landfall in eastern Philippines, leaving at least three people dead. Weather Service in Manila says Typhoon Noctin, with gust of 235 kilometers an hour, struck Sunday evening on the remote island of Catanduanes. Noctin, also known as Nina, not only brought high winds but a storm surge, as we hear from the Manila Weather Service.
Storm surge naman, or yung mga daluyong sa coastal areas, 2 to 2.5 meter, dun sa mga areas under tropical cyclones warning 3 and 2.
Tens of thousands of residents were evacuated from coastal regions where forecasters warned about huge waves as well as floods and landslides. People in Chile living by the Arauco province coastal areas were evacuated as a powerful earthquake shook southern Chile on Sunday.
Pero aquí no se ha visto algo así que llegue a entrar el agua.
This man lives near the ocean and said it was the older people in his area who were most affected by the quake. He said it's difficult for them to leave their homes. U.S. Geological Survey put the earthquake's magnitude at 7.6 and said it struck about 1,300 kilometers south of the capital, Santiago. Pope Francis on Sunday called for peace in the Middle East during his Christmas address. He spoke of Syria, where he said people are tormented, such as Aleppo, where Christians expressed hope for peace after a months-long battle that forced rebels from their enclave. Displaced Iraqi Christians gathered to mark Christmas near Mosul, where Iraqi forces battle Islamic State defenders. In Bethlehem, the birthplace of the Christian Messiah, security was tight as hundreds gathered at the Church of the Nativity, and the Jews marked the festival Hanukkah. Menachem Shemtov is a rabbi of a conservative Jewish congregation in Washington.
The message of Hanukkah is actually a very universal one. It's the concept of even when there's a dark world, when there's evil around us, when things aren't so great, if we light one candle and we light a full menorah and every night we light another one and another one and another one, it's the message that applies to everyone, that even a little bit of darkness can dispel, a little bit of light, sorry, can dispel a lot of darkness.
The annual Kwanzaa celebration gets underway today and lasts for 1 week. It honors African heritage and the African-American culture throughout the Americas. Kwanzaa was created by Maulana Karenga and was first celebrated in the mid-1960s. George Michael, the English singer, songwriter, and record producer who rose to fame as a member of the group Ham, has died. He was 53. He died on Christmas Day at his home in Oxfordshire, England. There is no word now on cause of death.
That's the latest world news from VOA.